be heard in phone conference line.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Monty.
How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm kind of sleepy. I'm not used to this time zone.
I don't blame you. I like to get out of it, too, every once in a while. Trouble is, it's coming back.
Yeah, it was nice and warm.
I'll bet.
But, you know, I've enjoyed bike riding, but pretty soon there's not that much more to
do. Yeah, I know.
So you kind of miss being in the middle of what's going on.
That's a true.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
Hey, I think I might have to call in again. Everybody's kind of gargly.
Gargly? You sound perfectly great.
Really?
Yeah, but matter of fact, sometimes last night you were it wasn't as clear through the whole time. It was not exactly gargly. It wasn't gargly.
Monty, would you speak up?
Hello.
You might start calling in because Monty does sound good to me.
Yeah, Monty's very gargly too, so I'm on my home phone. Last night I was on my iPhone, but I'm gonna call in again and see what happens.
Okay.
Probably all that warm weather down there in Arizona's causing problems.
Got mildew or something. No, I guess not in Arizona. Probably get that up here.
Maybe all that sandstorms that blow through there cause some problems with their connections.
Something like that.
That was just a bad connection when I called in. It started being gargly before I ever put in the pin.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, so just a bad connection on the phone line or the conference, I guess. I don't know.
It seems like it does happen more on a conference line than otherwise. Good morning.
I thought maybe I wore out my phone.
Been on it a bit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this month is sure going to go fast for us.
Yeah.
It's going to be here and gone. Okay. Who else has called in?
Hi, this is Doug. I'm here.
Good morning, Doug. Have a nice breakfast.
I just got set down. The presentation was really good last night. You guys keep improving it all the time, and I missed it for a couple of weeks, and then I saw it again, and TC is saying more things, seems like.
Well, thanks. I'm glad we're getting better instead of worse.
I think you are, yes. I was impressed last night that you keep making improvements, and that's a good thing.
Good morning, all.
Morning, Steve.
Good to hear your happy voice, Ruth.
Thanks. I'm glad you made it back home.
Had a great time.
Across the ocean there.
Yeah, just rocked and rolled all the way home.
Glad to see recordings back up. You saved me again for Tuesday.
All right. Glad to be able to do it.
Thanks.
I missed one, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So did I. I feel like I'm really out of the loop. I am looking forward to a review. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do at talk on. I got a little note from everybody. I appreciated that. But it's 4 o'clock or whatever it was a little too early. 5 o'clock, I guess. I wasn't awake. So, looking forward to that, Monty.
Okay. You want me to go ahead and jingle?
I think we should because it's that time.
Okay. Well, glad to have each and every one of you here, whether you're on the landline or on the WebEx or on your iPhones or wherever you are. Glad to have you here. Appreciate each and every one of you. Of course, we know the mission on this call is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit, and I think that's something that probably everybody would like to have all their life, and so that's exciting, so we're here to assist you in any way that we possibly can. If you're new on the call and you'd like to have a question during the call, please feel free to speak up, and we'll get those questions answered, and if you want to take notes, please feel free to do so at the end of the call. We'll go ahead and ask if there's any questions, if you need any more information or any assistance with a particular situation that you might be facing or have or whatever. So what we're here for is to, as a support team, to support one another and to help each other in any way possible, to give a lot of information and knowledge so that each and every one of us, like everything in life, is a choice to make choices on what we want to do for our own particular selves and our own particular bodies. So we're going to go ahead, and what I start out Friday is kind of a quick review of what happened over the last week, and so here we go. So on Monday, Mary Lou is our host, and she goes back to basics, where we kind of go back through the program and the 10 points, and realizing that exercise, water, nutrition, eating proper meals, eating proper foods, getting the proper amount of exercise and the proper amount of sleep are so important to our bodies. We're finding that to be an awful lot of articles nowadays are coming out in regards to wellness that have to do with those particular certain things and how they're very important in our life. She also talked about Dr. Blaylock's wellness newsletter that came out, and where he talked about the flu and that vaccines are basically can create problems with our immune system in the brain, which of course lead to a lot of problems, particularly later on in life. But first, of course, the defense of and anything is our diet, and that creates a cellular immunity, and that is the best. There are a lot of omega-6 omega-6s support immune cells. The simple carbohydrates are not good because they turn to, when they get in our body, they turn to sugar real quick and spike our immune system. She also talked about that we need a high intake of vegetables and fruit. We were just talking about the light green tea and how that's basically so important to us and also inhibits the flu virus, they're finding out. I found out she talked about how vitamin D3 is good for the immunity. Coconut oil is also good also, and that her body needs zinc. And zinc during the winter months are very important, and particularly because of flus and colds and that sort of stuff. On Tuesday, Donna came on, and I wasn't here, but I was able to go back and listen to the calls again at allswell.org and listen to Donna's call again, where she talked about GMOs, a shopping guide she had. She talked about genetically modified organs. Organ, which basically is where they just take and modify the seeds of plants and certain animals to create supposedly better pesticide health and whatever, but they're finding that it's starting to be a real problem, and it is an unhealthy problem in our bodies. A lot of processed food have invisible GMO in it because of the labeling rules and regulations that they're sticking that in there, and there's gobs of food that we eat have already been modified, have been over the years, and a lot of us didn't know that. GMO is now starting to come to the forefront again. I should say again, it's now starting to come to the forefront because Mary Lou had said she even talked to some people that didn't even know what GMO was and that it was in their foods and what was basically happening. Also, she named some good brands that are GMO-free. And I think the website she talked about was responsibilitytechnology.org. That's responsibilitytechnology.org was one site that she had recommended. And Donna's pediatrician basically had talked to her about how children are becoming more adults at younger ages, I should say, going into their, where they become productive and certain things start to happen to their body. The GMO basically forces things, and what they do with it, I said earlier, they force things into seeds and animals to change the molecular structure of those to either get them to grow like in animals. They put these type of things in their feed and everything else, which basically make them produce more milk and quicker and faster. On Wednesday, Mary Lou talked again about flame retardants in dust, furniture, and electrical products, and how they're now starting to find out, because back when California passed the law that their furniture and baby cribs and a lot of things like that had to have flame retardant in it, but they're now finding about how bad it is for health, and particularly children. And a lot of the people go out and buy new furniture and cribs and everything else, and it has this flame retardant in it. I guess you can look for those that don't have it, but most people don't really know of all the chemicals that are in it, from PBDA to things that are very, very bad for children, and particularly their health. Our sofas, how many times have I sat in a room and watched the dust float around in the room, and I used to, like Mary Lou talked about, how kids jump on sofas and everything else, and all the dust that comes out from the sofa and everything else, it has this flame retardant in it. And then how we take children and we put them on a blanket, on a rug, on a floor, and then we walk around them, around our hands and knees around them, and we're stirring up dust and everything else, and the flame retardant gets into their lungs, and their lungs have such not much capacity, but it's a very, very bad, because once thing gets into lungs, it doesn't necessarily come out. So we need to have more tests on these particular type of chemicals, and I think that was a very important call. On Thursday, Nancy talked about vitamin K2. She had talked about it earlier a couple weeks ago, and she wanted to wait and cover the back half of this. And we found out that vitamin K2 is vital nutrients for bone and health. We found out that vitamin K2 is in our osteodense, and it's also in our multivitamin, and it's also called MinaQ7, the ones that we have in our Nikan multivitamin. And basically what I just did some research on that this morning too, and I found out that that's a slow release vitamin K, which is better for our body than the normal vitamin K2, because it, by our vitamin and the MinaQ7, basically it allows it to slow release, which means our body over the day gets more of a consistent amount of vitamin K in it than if we just took a normal supplement that does have just the regular vitamin K2 in it, because it absorbs and depletes quickly, even though it is a fat-soluble vitamin. But she found out that basically vitamin K2 is good for health, skin, calcium, antioxidants. It helps oxidate cells, blood sugar levels. It keeps it level. Vitamin K is basically the key to unlock the door, so calcium can flow into the bones. And I know that's one of the reasons I'm sure that Dr. Nadeau has put it into our bone health package of vitamin K2, and that is so that we can get that taken as a transporting system. We can get that K2 forces the calcium into the bones, and that's where we want it. And that creates osteoblasts, which basically build bones. Osteoclast is basically destroys bone structure. So vitamin K2 promotes healthy body. Natural vitamin K basically comes from natto. It's non-GMO, and it's allergy-free. Also, vitamin K2 and vitamin D3 work synergistically together, which basically means you get a better package when the two of them are combined together, and they work together and give our bodies the good health that it basically needs. So then that was it, kind of a quick synopsis of last week. Does anybody have any questions or have a comment that you'd like to make on something with the golden nugget for you? Okay, if not, I'll go ahead and continue. I kind of get excited sometimes in regards to what I'm going to speak about. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was that we have Christmas coming up, the holidays, the New Year's, and probably some of you might have already attended certain parties and that people have, or church parties or groups or cookie clubs or whatever it is that you go to. I have a friend that invites 20 people every year to a cookie club, and they all bring 20 cookies, and then when they all leave with 20 different kinds of cookies. So here's some things that basically might help us during the holiday season in regards to holiday health strategies. And one is we want to be sure that we keep our hormones and our hormones in balance. And we do staying away, stuffings, things like gravy, mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, foods rich in refined and high glycemic carbohydrates, we know is not good because it spikes our blood sugar. But you can avoid this vicious cycle by sticking to lean proteins, including organic poultry, wild fish, and grass-fed meats, healthy fats like nuts, olive oil, and coconut oil, and nutrient-rich veggies, especially leafy green and the crucifers. And beware of those refined carbohydrates that are lurking in the not-so-obvious places, things like sauces and gravies made with white flour, or healthy fruit salads with sugary dressings and jello with canned fruit. I guess they call it a jello salad or fruit salad or whatever. The second way would be to beware of the oils, the bad oils, because they get a lot of trans fats in them, and they, of course, show up in flaky crusted appetizers, buttery pies, piping hot from the oven are tempting. And sometimes when we get into the holidays, we kind of sometimes go, oh, well, this isn't going to hurt us or do whatever. But one of the main things we want to think about when we eat about, and that is that the certain foods we eat causes stress. And when we get stress in our body, it lowers our immune system. So that's why during the winter season, and particularly during the holiday seasons, that colds and flus and viruses and everything else that attack our body because we're around a lot of people, it will transform those type of things. And if our immune system's down based upon stress, stress can be created by just eating those type of few foods, which lower our immune system. So it's very important to watch those kind of things. The other thing is go pop the feast first. In other words, if you're going to a buffet or a party or whatever, and they have a big layout, go ahead and look at it and see what kind of foods and realize that it's better to have certain types of a good strategy would be, for example, like first choose the items you'll be having. In other words, go down and look at it and see what you know is be the best and most healthiest things for you to eat. In other words, like roasted Brussels sprouts, for instance, instead of the creamy casserole, those type of things. The fourth strategy would be don't fall victim to liquid calories. We don't realize it, but in a lot of the foods and drinks that people have, whether it be alcoholic or even non-alcoholic, that sometimes those particular liquids are full of a lot of sugar, and that's not good for us. Don't forget that good old eggnog that everybody seems to like to have, or a lot of people do during the winter and summer months, I mean, in Christmas season, is that good old eggnog and things like that are loaded with sugar. So we want to make sure that we consume, if you do consume alcohol, do it in moderation. And what we need, the main reason is to reduce the sugar and calories, opt for non-sweet cocktails and cut fruit juices. In other words, watch the fruit juices, too, because the fruit juices are also loaded with them. One of the other things to do is that watch those desserts. You know, give yourself desserts a makeover. Did you know that one piece of pecan pie, for example, has more than 500 calories, 65 carbohydrates, and 32 grams of sugar? So when you look at that piece of pecan pie that's sitting there, that, boy, you've never had one all year long, and you just want, well, this one isn't going to hurt me, just stop and think of what you're really putting in your body. And that, again, and I really believe this. I really believe for those of us that have gotten away from sugar and a lot of the simple carbohydrates and things like that, that when we do indulge in those things on a spur-of-the-moment type of thing, I really personally believe, and this is my own opinion, I'm not a medical person, this is my opinion, I believe it's almost like a shock. It's a shock to our body when that sugar hits us and hits our system and gets into the bloodstream. And it's almost like a shock to the body, and sometimes I feel that could be very, very bad. And I know for me being a diabetic, and I'm getting more control of that than I've ever had before, but I know I have to watch those spikes. And for those of you that aren't diabetics, the spike that you even occur by eating those things are not healthy and beneficial to your body, and particularly we're finding more so the brain. So basically that's another sad strategy. In other words, chew on this. Have you ever been done eating only to find your way back to the buffet line one last time? Well, I just go, well, that tasted so good, I'll just go back and I'll just grab something else and whatever. And what we need to do, and I know Ruth has talked about this, and they're recommending in this particular article that one of the things that you do is that you chew a sugarless free gum, and that's, of course, Spry is a good sugar-free, and Ruth has talked about that, how she utilizes that. and they found out that if you particularly chew something that is peppermint, that it actually makes certain things taste terrible. It makes even makes sweet potatoes and turkey and most of the foods that we eat actually taste terrible, so that we don't have that. So I would suggest after you have your meal and you eat what you think you should eat, then throw a piece of that sugarless gum in your mouth, peppermint, and that'll make sure that you don't want to go back, because you're not going to like the taste of the food when you do go back. The other thing, we need to booster our immune arsenal. We all know what that has to do with. We know that antioxidants such as vitamin C basically is very good. Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, plays a vital role in healthy immune system. And what's more, it's known to reduce the risk of many diseases, and we've talked about that on this program. So that's very good. We know that folate is very, very good. It's found in leafy green vegetables and greens and beans, and helps to protect against alcohol-induced DNA damage, folate does. We know that selenium is good. It's a micro mineral that boosts immune healthy, increases the natural killer NK cells, and also mobilizes the body's cancer fighters. So that's one thing we want to be sure we're taking. We want to be taking adaptogens. I don't always want to call him a doctor, but Roger Drummer talked about it the other day. He's also come out with a new product that is nothing but adaptogens, and he feels that it's very, very beneficial for stress. And here again, we go that when we take adaptogens, it increases our level of being able to handle the stress. It kind of makes our body relax a little bit. And that's real important, particularly, like I said earlier, because of stress affects the immune system. We know that garlic, the stinky rose, it's called, provides a wide variety of immune-boosting benefits. It acts as a natural antioxidant and an adaptogen there also, and stimulates infection-fighting white blood cells. It boosts a natural killer cell activity, increases the efficiency of antibiotic production. Add fresh garlic to salad dressing, marinades, dips, and other foods to add flavor and powerful immune-boosting benefits. And, of course, one of the other things it talks about here is that how zinc, we've talked about that recently, too, the zinc is a mineral boosts the count of infectious-fighting T cells, especially in weakened immune systems. You should aim for anywhere from 15 to 25, he talks about in this particular article, a day, and enjoy zinc-rich foods, including our grass-fed beef, lamb, and seafood. And we also know that that we're finding out that iodine is very important to us, and we can get an awful lot of that in regards to seafood, so possibly a good, nice thing to have would be a shrimp cocktail, I guess, without the cocktail sauce. You know, we're just finding so much out on this call in regards to certain things that affect each and every one of us. Does anybody have any questions or any comment you want to make on this?
Well, I have a question. What's the cocktail sauce? Is something the matter with the cocktail sauce or a tomatoey one?
Well, I wouldn't think that, but I would think the ones that normally you buy out of the grocery store and things like that, one of the things I'd check to make sure is what is the sugar content in it. And, you know, I'm sure there's sauces that can be made that could be very beneficial, good, healthy sauces. But normally you'll find when you go someplace, most of those sauces aren't normally made. They're normally made by some manufacturer someplace that come in a jar that they buy at the grocery store, they bring it home and dump it in a bowl. I guess mm-hmm. That's what I mean there, Ruth, more so than actually those of us that make our own food or those of you that
I never did like those greasy ones, but I did like the tomato-y one, but
I think the whole idea of the article is just to make a little bit of common sense on, and I think we have that on this particular call for all the information that we get on what type of foods are good or not. But just remember that, I guess my point in this article that I wanted to bring out was that holidays are coming, we're going to parties, we're invited here, we're invited there, and everybody always likes to, on holidays, load up on things for people. I call them my dad used to, in the old days, every time somebody came over and visit us here at the house, it was, oh, you need something, you got something to eat, or here's some candy, or do whatever. And one day I told Dad, I said, you know, you're a real pusher. You're just like the dope addict that sits out there in the corner every time somebody comes to this house. They always want to get some food down or force something down.
People do push candy, and these are really good reminders on here. You know, I chew gum after I have dinner
a lot of times here, but when I'm going somewhere, I never thought of chewing gum. I said, that's put it in my pocket.
Well, yeah, you know, just, I say little bits and tidbits of information. You know, utilize it how we think it's important.
I
can see where that would be important, just to, you know, just stave off the hunger, the cravings that we get sometimes.
Right.
I have a dear friend that I finally had to actually talk to. One of the ways, and I can understand it a little bit, but one of the ways, because I did it with the construction workers, but one of the ways she controlled how much she ate and how she dealt with her weight problem was to cook for other people and give them a gorgeous plate at Christmas time of all the sugary, you know, homemade candies, right? Chocolate drenched, you know, none of them are bad, you know, whatever, but like chocolate drenched pretzels, Rice Krispie, you know, killer, you know, just jammed with sugar, or, you know, pies, pecan pies, you know, and she wouldn't eat them. But she would make them and give them away. And when I got to it, I was at a point where I started, and I had not eaten ice cream for 15 years just because I didn't like it. And she gave me a giant tin of ice cream. I mean, like, you know, 5 gallons worth, you know. I mean, what are you going to do with that, you know? You know, you said, well, I'll just get this out of the way, I'll eat it. I mean, you're going to throw it away? I mean, of course you're not. You know, what are you going to do with that when somebody gives you that kind of gift? Okay, so it sits on your counter and you eat it. So finally I said, you know, you must never, and it was very hard for me, and it wasn't until I said, it is like you're bringing me poison. You can't do that. I love you, okay? You just can't do that to me. I love you and it hurts me. Please don't ever give this to me again. And she actually, you know, it was, she actually was able to not do it anymore. Well, almost.
I think that's real important, Joe, what you're talking about.
But it didn't hurt her feelings. In other words, to be able to say, hey, aren't you on my side here? You know, it's a wonderful gift you're doing and I love it, and you're, you know, and I cherish our friendship, you know, but it feels like I'm being stabbed or betrayed or something. I just said my feelings, and it worked out okay. I mean, you know, so it's possible to tell people, please don't do that to me.
Yeah. I like your slide, Ruth, about all the things that we shouldn't be eating and what it does to our body, and I really think that's true. That little guy there that's kind of going into you. I love it.
That's me if I eat some of those things.
Well, yeah, and I don't think, you know, here again, I think if we just listen to our bodies, we know how certain foods affect our bodies, anywhere from brain fog to, you know, just seeming a little funny or doing whatever. And when we insert those poisons, in my mind, into our body, I think we need to realize it's just like you take two steps forward. That's just like, in my opinion, like taking two steps backwards, you know. And it don't take much to, what is it, Dennis even talked about it used to talk about it, when you drink just one Coke, how much more water you need to absorb in your body just to get that acidity situation, to get that acid out of your body. I think it was 20-some glasses of water that a person had to drink in order to nullify the effect of one Coke. Well, that's the same way I feel like when we get around Christmas time, that it's so easy to move forward, and instead of having that good willpower and the confidence and knowing that what we're doing is right, and then I use the word backslide. I guess I heard that from church a lot, but, you know, I guess that's the way I kind of feel. But enjoy your Christmas. I'm not trying to put a damper on Christmas or the holidays or do whatever, but it's a choice to just make good choices. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think there's some healthy things that, you know, those little chocolate nugget protein candies that we can make. You don't have to cut them in squares. You can roll them up in a little ball and dip them in carob.
Yeah. Or roast some shredded coconut, and then dip them and roll them in that. You know, that works too.
That's really good. And Another thing is, if you're going to do that, is be sure and put some chop up a bunch of almonds or something and put in it, because that really slows down. They are sweet, but it's a healthy, fairly healthy sugar. But to slow that down, have some almonds or something with it, and I find that that makes such a huge difference to me. If I'm even eating fruit or something, then I don't crash. I have to eat a bunch of nuts with them.
Nuts and fruits. It used to be that the tangerine in the stock, people didn't have tangerines year round. They had it when it was fresh and local or whatever. And it used to be that the shipments of tangerines to the north, you know, were it was a Christmas stocking. I mean, it was like it was better than a chocolate ball. I mean, that's what you would, you know, look forward to. We just don't look forward to natural things.
Well, that's a tradition in our family. We always have a tangerine in the bottom of the stocking.
Yeah, mandarin orange or something like that. Oh, I mean, it was like, you only got it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you absolutely love the taste of eggnog, then there is a by So Delicious, and they are one of them that's one of the brands that helped raise awareness about the GMO. They have got a coconut milk eggnog.
I was wondering
wow.
About that. About making one. So, okay. The brand name?
It's Safeway. It's Safeway of all places.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
And it's, now there is, in a half a cup, there's 14 grams of sugar. So, I mean, it's still high in sugar, but of course it's going to be because it's eggnog. But if you absolutely have to have that fix, I know some people like to put it in, even in their coffee, you know.
Oh, gosh, I don't know anybody like that. I mean, I'm sitting here with a half a gallon of it in my refrigerator, putting in my coffee.
I'm looking at this slide that says, don't drink tea or coffee. I was afraid, I almost was going to bite my tongue off, but anyway.
I don't want to drink those, but I have to say that a little bit.
We just don't want to overdo on anything, right?
Right. I am in a little bit of trouble, you guys, in terms of, and I don't know what it started with. I think my friend brought me a plum pie. I have a plum tree, and we used to make plum pies together. and you know, it's loaded with whatever. But I started eating, you know, something for dessert. I mean, and slowly I have, my appetite for sugar has creeped up, and I'm forgetting things like two salads a day, okay? Like I will have a little snack, a little, you know, tiny slice of this pie, and then I don't eat lunch, you know? And that means I don't eat my salad. And, you know, like I forget how incredibly good in my mouth my salad tastes and how hungry I get for it. And it gets replaced with, you know, gee, I think I'll get some eggnog. So, I don't know, there's a kind of a tipping thing that happens. It's like there's a real battle going on in my mouth.
Well,
addictive.
We do know that the sugar is addictive. That's for darn sure. Once
well,
we're
I'm thinking
on
it,
it
is.
We've had it. It is.
Yeah. I'm thinking it is.
Well, it's just,
yeah.
Often think about cocaine or meth or that kind of stuff, you know. If people are addicted and they get on it and then they go through a rehab or whatever, and they come off it, you know, eventually if they get back on it, all it takes is that one little bit. And
I think it is.
Back on it. So that's the way I think sugar is. I really
it is.
My mind.
Remember Ruth, Ruth DeGrotto, her family had sugar plantations, and I'm talking to Ruth Williams, too, but her family had sugar plantations, and she's allergic to sugar. And she told me one time, she said, if they just now discovered sugar, they would declare it a lethal poison.
Really? Wow.
I think that's true. I think that was talked about a long time ago, way before we were even in NECAN. That Sugar Blues book came out and stated that.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow. Well, anybody else have any comments you'd like to make before we wrap this one up? I had another. I was going to listen to something else because we have a. We've been talking about flu vaccines and whatever, and I was going to play a little 4-minute video for us, but the time's gotten away from us. But that's okay. I can do that.
Why? What's wrong with a 4-minute video right now?
Well, I won't be able.
I'll shut up.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Does that really have it?
I can't show it, but I can certainly hang on here a second. I'll
can send it to us, Monty. Maybe I can get Dennis to embed it in one of our slides, and we can show it, like on Monday.
Yeah, except for the retarded ones.
I'll do that. Let's do that.
It's not that hard to get on here.
Because it's better off to. I think it's better to see it, but it's about a lady that a lot of us have been heard how. When I was watching something the other day, and it was about school children and how they're. What was it about? And they're now going to make it. You school your children. Maybe it was vaccines they were talking about. I don't know, but how they're now going to actually force people that are schooling their own children. But anyhow, this lady has. She talks a little bit about it, and there are ways to avoid it in certain states and whatever. And I just thought it might have been some good information for us because you know we got Tennessee, we got Arizona, we got Texas. We got Washington, and we all know different people in those kind of states. But I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link, Ruth, and then you can do whatever you choose to do with it. You know,
just scares me. So, you know, Whitney took her baby to the doctor, and they wouldn't let her take the baby out of the doctor's office again if she didn't have all these vaccines all in one time for her baby. And they told her baby was going to die, and it was a law, and they would not let her, no matter what she said, they were going to vaccinate. They vaccinated Elena.
Were they telling the truth? Do we know legally that they were telling the truth, that it is against the law? Because I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either.
Yet.
Also, I talked about a bill last week that is before Congress. It's just in the draft mode. But if people don't get their flu shots, maybe it's flu shots they were talking about, but any on children and that are at home, being schooled at home, but they're trying to make it a law that everybody is required to have a health shot and a flu shot, and if not, it gives the insurance companies the opportunity to possibly not cover you anymore.
Not sure.
Yeah. It's getting bad. So I'll send this to you, Ruth, and we'll go from there. Okay?
Yes.
I just wanted to know I went out and bought myself a couple Christmas presents the other day. Rather, should I say, I bought them on the internet. And one is a all-natural teeth cleaner classic. And the other one is a all-natural roll-on deodorant. And I'm sure you'll all, because you know what it is made of mostly. Anybody have any idea?
Coconut oil.
My good old deodorant has purified the water, original organic coconut, virgin coconut oil, organic jojoba, I think it's called, emulsive
oil.
No soy at all. It says, matter of fact, it says it right here, plant-based, no soy, the emulsive wax, seed extract, sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, that's the one I might be concerned about as far as aluminum goes, but I don't think this company would put baking soda in it that has aluminum in it, organic essential oils of cedarwood, geranium, tea tree, and patchouli, something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's that thing that smells, that the kids that smoked marijuana got into. It smells like marijuana or something.
No. Good, Monty.
Maybe it's not like marijuana. Wait a minute. Maybe it was, you know, it was something that the Harvey Pikers.
You're trying to get at me. Patchouli.
It's called patchouli. It was really popular in the 70s.
Marijuana. Thanks a lot. I don't care where that...
You'll get arrested.
Glad you have wellness preview, Monty.
People looking at me going, holy cow, I know he's done that.
No, I take that back. I think it was the ones that smoked marijuana that wore that. And the Harley Davidson people wore that. It's called patchouli. Okay. It's a strong, and men like that smell.
Yeah, and my toothpaste has earth powder, stevia, organic essential oils of peppermint, spearmint, cinnamon, and clove. And I love both of them.
Well, what's the name of that teeth cleaner? That sounds good.
Yes. I'm not advertising for this company whatsoever, but I found a company called Tropical Traditions. Matter of fact,
I
used to get my AIDS from that company because they only feed.
Patchouli. Okay, what do they do?
Ground up coconuts and coconut shells. They put no soy in their food for their chickens at all. And I am so becoming so believable about soy that it's bad for us totally. That man, if I can find something that don't have soy in it, I don't care. I paid. What did I say, Mary? I think it was $40. $7 for 4 dozen of eggs shipped to me from Wisconsin. Because
$9? Okay.
Yep, their chickens are, their eggs come. And I believe if you look at a lot of, you go to the market and you look at organic type eggs, they always say fed a vegetarian diet.
Yeah,
I believe soy in those diets, and if it's got GMOs in it, I don't have nothing to do with it. So anyhow,
you
know, I just want to wrap it.
You made a very good point, though, when I giggled at you about the price of those eggs. You said if you were going to go to a restaurant and have an omelet, you'd pay that much for a two-egg omelet. So, I mean, that is very true. And what price, really, for your own health? I mean, I giggle about it, but I think that you did well. And they taste good, don't they?
Oh, they do. The yolks are nice and orange. I mean, they're just, the yolks are absolutely beautiful. The way I can remember eggs used to be when Grandma and Grandpa used to raise them here on the farm. Boy, they were nice, and they stood up real nice and high in the pan, and the white that came out was real thick. It wasn't that you just kind of runs off. Nowadays, you crack an egg at the grocery store, and it kind of, that the light yellow egg sits there, and to me, that's soy. It's there and kind of looks at you, and then the white kind of runs all over the pan. Boy, these eggs don't do it, so I'm a little crazy. So I'm going to wrap this call before I get a little too much for all.
Yeah, we've recorded this, you know.
I know.
What's your favorite company that you get your deodorant and stuff from, Monty?
It's called Tropical Traditions.
Okay.
And I get my eggs from them, too. They're pretty expensive, but trust me, when they ship them, I couldn't believe the box they shipped them in. Nothing would break in that box. No.
I bet we could find some of those around here, especially on Vashon Island.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but disease is pretty expensive too, Monty.
I know, dear.
Yeah.
I know.
I have one question before everybody hangs up, or the bosses hang up here. When, in terms of Christmas week, are we going to, is there any particular day that we're not going to talk, like, not going to have this
Christmas?
Call? What did you say?
I won't be here at all because my kids are coming for Christmas. I won't be on here at all that week until New Year's.
Okay, but we're going to have the call except for what days? Ruth, the boss, please.
I just opened my calendar.
Christmas Eve is Monday. Christmas is Tuesday.
So, do you want to take a week off and join back in on the 1st? Maybe not the 1st.
Hey, none of us are going to drink eggnog over on the 1st. So. Okay, go ahead.
How about we come back on
alcohol?
Ruth, how about we, if we're going to close down for over the holidays, that's fine with me. If we come back, let's come back on the 2nd. And I'm going to tell you why I like the 2nd, okay? And that's when we started this call. I believe it was the 2nd last year. Was when we restarted this call again, and it's kind of like an anniversary and whatever. I guess it has a little sentimental value for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's up to you. You do it. You're the boss.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can tell us another day, I suppose. Or
okay,
maybe you can't. I don't know where we are.
Or everybody could get up and meet here on the days that they are up anyway, and just keep each other encouraged if you want it.
Yeah, for those who want to keep them on the call, I guess that's up to Ruth. I don't see why not. Might not be a Webex. Whatever.
You're going to have shorter ones. Okay, well, definitely I think 24th and 25th off.
We don't have to decide today.
Let's think about it. I think that's not a bad idea.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wrap this call and wish every one of you a good weekend. And I've only got one thing to say before I say goodbye. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a four-door Chevrolet.
You get a new car?
Okay, okay. Bless you guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye,
everybody.
Good
job, Monty.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.